Talking with Steve Carman, who has just an amazing story to tell, not only about his work with Bobby Darin and his friendship with Bobby Darin, which, by the way, this is all before Mac the Knife and all the big hoopla that accompanied that success. And it's a story of two guys from very different backgrounds coming together and making music. And Steve, there was a point where obviously Bobby decided he was the star. He's taking off to do his own thing. You chronicle that whole period and how tough that was on you and your friendship. But what was that point?
Well, you know, we went away to work at a club on the basis of stage show. We got a first club job in Detroit at a place called Club Temptation. And we spent 2 weeks, you know, doing our Belafonte folk act. And Bobby was not happy. He wanted to go another direction. And I had learned, you know, my four guitar chords and maybe half of a fifth to be able to play the folk act. And I didn't have the chops as a musician to do what he wanted to do. And over the course of the two-week engagement, not only did our act fall apart, but our friendship fell apart, too. That's the part that hurt the most.
And there was an estrangement there, or at least separate ways, and we'll tell everybody in a minute where you have gone since then, but there's a very touching moment where you are reunited with him in the early 70s?
We did not speak for 16 years.
Wow.
And I watched his career, and I know he watched mine. You've been so kind to allude to it.
Are you
all the way through this? I just want to get back to this point because you talk about Bobby. Bobby was the guy who kicked me in the butt. And even though, you know, we didn't work, our friendship fell apart for a long time. I know he watched my career and I watched his career. Mm. And I was one of these guys that, you know, I said, well, it's not going to work out here. Watch this.
Mm.
Watch this.
We're talking about, of course, a relationship between two guys. It's called Me and Bobby D. The Bobby D is Bobby Darin. The me in this case is Steve Carman, K-A-R-M-E-N. And it's a memoir, and it's at times a touching and at times a hilarious memoir, as most memoirs can be. And what's really remarkable, though, about this is we all know, because it's history, this guy's meteoric rise, this incredible... We all know about the big hits. We didn't know about the struggles, of course. And we also know about his problems in life with relationships and dying young and all that. You kind of have an inside look at this because you were his pal. Let's take a short break, Steve.
Great.
And when we come back, we'll talk further about growing up in New York with Bobby Darin and getting that whole career started and your insight into the man, Bobby Darin, who, in my estimation, was one of our greatest entertainers. Let's take a quick break. We'll come right back.